Prayers. Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, with an unworthy servant here gathered together in thy name, do most humbly beseech thee to send down thine heavenly wisdom from above to direct and guide us in all our deliberations and lay aside all private interest, prejudices and partial affection, the result of all our counsels, may be to the glory of thy blessed name. Amen.
Sir Speaker.
Yes.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the time is past 10. I move that we suspend SO5 to commence the business of the House.
Any seconder?
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable members, it has been moved and seconded that SO5 to be suspended. So that the business of the House may come, it's been 10:05. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 20th July 2017.
Honorable members, the votes and proceedings for Thursday, 20th July. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8 and page 9. There be no corrections or amendments, somebody move for the adoption of the votes and proceedings.
Mr. Speaker, I shall move.
Any seconder?
Any I shall second, Mr. Speaker.
That be moved and seconded that the votes and proceedings for 20th July 2017 be adopted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
For Thursday, 20th July 2017 has been adopted. Laying of papers. A. Honorable Alpha Billy Wale, member of the Global TB Caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Before I lay this very important document.
Honorable Tunde, you have been advised to proceed with questioning.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I beg to lay on the table the second African Global TB Summit, which was held in Accra 10 to 12 July 2017, Mr. Speaker.
No, but Bine, you could have led that without anybody knowing. You could have done that without anybody laying that, knowing that the correct paper has not been laid.
B, the Attorney General and Minister of Justice.
Honorable members, can we proceed with B? Because it has been brought to my notice that there are certain anomalies that are still to be rectified. Mr. Minister, would you like to sit down? There are still certain anomalies. Yes, Chief.
Mr. Speaker, I think we looked at some this morning before we came here, and some of them are purely language, misuse of the language in terms of
language problems.
Language problem, but the constituencies themselves and the words, when you verify that, are correct. But like for say Bamoy, the word Bamoy Luma is not there. So that one we think it can be corrected because it carries the name. And sometimes they put Kambi instead of Kambia. So they've agreed on the final, when they do the paperwork, it will all be there. But the figures are all correct. So we think we can accept the document. We've arranged it with NEC. And the other concerns that people had was when they divided the sections, some sections are in two words. So the people didn't understand that. But they have been rectified, sir.
Madam Minority Leader, you have heard, I take it that you did hear what the Chief had to say. There are those who feel that if the anomalies here are only centered on the language propriety, then we can still proceed to laying them.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, what we agreed was that let the document be laid. Between the laying of the document and the debate of the document, members of parliament should again look at the old and the new documents. Okay, the members of parliament can now go back again and look at both documents. If there are any changes that did not reflect in the new document, then those changes will be brought to the attention of NEC. If NEC believes that there was a legitimate change that did not reflect, then those pages where those changes are will only be printed and inserted with the new correction. But that will only happen if every member of parliament takes time now to compare the two documents. Because in the process of working, we were told that they worked up to 4 a.m. this morning. And you know, the mind being what it is and the body, sometimes mistake could happen. Not deliberately, but because you are tired. So that was why we agreed. So we will employ members to really look at the two. If you have any changes or concerns, you bring it back to NEC. If NEC believes that those concerns are legitimate and genuine, then only those pages will be amended and inserted back into the existing document.
I have a big apprehension, honorable members. As a parliament, we should not lay any paper that is improper. We should not lay any paper that is not properly before the House. So the question of debating, I don't know, I don't understand what you are saying, that later on we'll come and debate. But then, would we not have made an initial mistake? In the sense that, in the first place, this document since it was not properly before the House, so it should not have been laid at all. Mr. Leader.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I think we should go ahead with the process. We met in the conference room, the Speaker's conference room, and we have agreed and looked at a few constituencies and wards. I think the issue here is overlapping of one ward to another ward within the district, which is acceptable according to NEC. So I don't see any ambiguity in this process here. I think we should go ahead with the process here and lay it on.
So, honourable members, in view of what has been said so far, both by the minority leader and the actual majority leader, but first by the honourable chief. The honourable chief Baikud is a very senior member of parliament. So I put the question: in view of what has been said, can we proceed with the laying of the documents that have been slated on the other paper? All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it. So, Mr. Minister, please, Mr. Clerk, Mr. Minister, remain seated. Mr. Clerk, announce again. The laying.
Laying of papers. The Attorney General and Minister of Justice.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I beg to lay on the table the following constitutional and statutory instruments. One, Parliamentary Elections, Delimitation of Constituency Order 2017, the Constitution of Sierra Leone 1991, Act No. 6 of 1992. Constitutional Instrument number 116 of 2017. Two, Parliamentary Elections, Delimitation of Constituencies, Kailan District, Eastern Region, Order 2017. The Constitution of Sierra Leone 1991, Act No. 6 of 1991. Constitutional Instrument number 117, 2017. Three, Parliamentary Elections, Delimitation of Constituencies, Kenema District, Eastern Region, Order 2017. Constitution of Sierra Leone, 1991, Act No. 6 of 1991. Constitutional Instruments No. 118 of 2017. 4. Parliamentary Elections, Delimitation of Constituencies, Kona District, Eastern Region, Order 2017. The Constitution of Sierra Leone, 1991, Act No. 6 of 1991. Constitutional Instruments No. 119 of 2017. 6. Parliamentary Elections, Delimitation of Constituencies, Falaba District, Northern Region, Order 2017. The Constitution of Sierra Leone, 1991, Act No. 6 of 1991. Constitutional Instruments number 121 of 2017. 7. Parliamentary Elections, Delimitation of Constituencies, Koinadugu District, Northern Region, Order 2017. The Constitution of Sierra Leone, 1991, Act No. 6 of 1991. Constitutional Instrument number 122 of 2017. 8. Parliamentary Elections, Delimitation of Constituencies, Tonkolili District, Northern Region, Order 2017. The Constitution of Sierra Leone, 1991, Act No. 6 of 1991. Constitutional Instruments No. 123 of 2017. 9. Parliamentary Elections, Delimitation of Constituencies, Cambia District, North Western Region, Order 2017. The Constitution of Sierra Leone, 1991, Act No. 6 of 1991. Constitutional Instruments No. 124 of 2017. 10. Parliamentary Elections, Delimitation of Constituencies, Karine District, Northwestern Region, Order 2017. The Constitution of Sierra Leone, 1991, Act Number 6 of 1991. Constitutional Instrument Number 125 of 2017. Parliamentary Elections, Delimitation of Constituencies, Potluck District, Northwestern Region, Order 2017. The Constitution of Sierra Leone, 1991, Act Number 6 of 1991. Constitutional Instrument Number 126 of 2017. 12. Parliamentary Elections, Delimitation of Constituencies, Bo District, Southern Region, Order 2017. The Constitution of Sierra Leone, 1991, Act Number 6 of 1991, Constitutional Instruments Number 127 of 2017. 13. Parliamentary Elections, Delimitation of Constituencies, Bon District, Southern Region, Order 2017. The Constitution of Sierra Leone, 1991, Act Number 6 of 1991, Constitutional Instrument Number 128 of 2017. 14. Parliamentary Elections, Delimitation of Constituencies, Moyamba District, Southern Region, Order 2007. The Constitution of Sierra Leone, 1991, Act Number 6 of 1991. Constitutional Instruments Number 129 of 2017. 15. Parliamentary Elections, Delimitation of Constituencies, Pujon District, Southern Region, Order 2017. The Constitution of Sierra Leone, 1991, Act Number 6 of 1991. Constitutional Instrument Number 130 of 2017. 16. Parliamentary Elections, Delimitation of Constituencies, West Rural District, Western Region, Order 2017. The Constitution of Sierra Leone, 1991, Act Number 6 of 1991. Constitutional Instruments Number 131 of 2017. 17. Parliamentary Elections, Delimitation of Constituencies, West Urban District, Western Region, Order 2017. The Constitution of Sierra Leone, 1991, Act Number 6 of 1991. Constitutional Instruments Number 132 of 2017. 18. The World Boundary, Delimitation Order 2017. The Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012. Statutory Instrument Number 133 of 2017. The World Boundary Delimitation Kailan District Council Order 2017. The Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012. Statutory Instrument Number 134 of 2017. The World Boundary Delimitation Kenma District Council Order 2017. The Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4, 2012. Statutory Instrument Number 135 of 2017. 21. The World Boundary Delimitation Kenma City Council Order 2017. The Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012. Statutory Instrument Number 136 of 2012. 22. The World Boundary Delimitation Kwedu New Sembeon City Council Order.
Mr. Speaker.
Time. Mr. Minister, please sit down.
Mr. Speaker, the time is past 12. I move that we suspend SO5 to continue the business of this House.
Any seconder?
Mr. Speaker, I so second.
Honourable Member, the question is that SO5 be suspended so that the business of the House may continue, it being 12. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Sorry, I go over that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay, the ayes have it. Sorry, Mr. Minister. Thank you and continue.
22. The World Boundary Delimitation Kwedu New Sembeon City Council Order 2017. The Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012. Statutory Instrument Number 137 of 2017. 23. The ward boundary delimitation, Connaught District Council Order 2017, the Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012, Statutory Instrument Number 138 of 2012. 24, the ward boundary delimitation, Bombali District Council Order 2017, the Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012, Statutory Instrument Number 139 of 2017. 25, the ward boundary delimitation, Makeni City Council Order 2017, the Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012, Statutory Instrument Number 140 of 2017, the ward boundary delimitation, Falaba District Council Order 2017, the Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012, Statutory Instrument Number 141 of 2017. The ward boundary delimitation, Koenadugu District Council Order 2017, Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012, Statutory Instrument Number 142 of 2017. 28, the ward boundary delimitation, Tonkolili District Council Order 2017, the Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012, Statutory Instrument Number 143 of 2017. 29, the ward boundary delimitations, Kambia District Council Order 2017, the Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012, Statutory Instrument Number 144 of 2017. The ward boundary delimitation, Karine District Council Order 2017, the Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4, 2012, Statutory Instrument Number 145 of 2017. The ward boundary delimitations, Potloko City Council Order 2017, Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012, Statutory Instrument 146 of 2017. The ward boundary delimitation, Potloko District Council Order 2017, the Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012, Statutory Instrument Number 147 of 2017. The ward boundary delimitation, Bo City Council Order 2017, Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012, Statutory Instrument 148 of 2017. The ward boundary delimitation, Bo District Council Order 2017, Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012, Statutory Instrument Number 149 of 2017. The ward boundary delimitation, Bond City Council Order 2017, the Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012, Statutory Instrument 150 of 2017. The ward boundary delimitation, Bod District Council Order 2017, the Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012, Statutory Instrument Number 151 of 2017. 37, the ward boundary delimitation, Moyamba District Council Order 2017, the Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012, Statutory Instrument Number 152 of 2017. 38, the ward boundary delimitation, Pujon District Council Order 2017, the Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012, Statutory Instrument Number 153 of 2017. 39, the ward boundary delimitation, Western Area Rural District Council Order 2017, Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012, Statutory Instruments Number 154 of 2017. The ward boundary delimitation, Western Area Urban Freetown City Order 2017, Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012, Statutory Instrument Number 155 of 2017.
Honourable Member, please allow me, sir. Remain seated, please. Honourable Members, the documents in question have been laid. Before they were laid, I heard the Honourable Bash saying, SO2, make them lay them. Now, we'll go study them. That is quite correct. Go and study the documents. Statutory instrument, have limitations in terms of the expiry date. And the moment those dates expire and nothing is had by way of objection or objections, the said documents automatically become law. This we all know. So please go and study these documents closely, carefully, even scrupulously. That is the piece of advice I would want to proffer. Yes? Give him the mobile mic.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this statutory document has been presented to us all as members of parliament before now. I believe all of us have studied this document. On our part, we are very comfortable with this document. It has been laid as per procedure. If there is no objection, we believe it should be ratified or it should become a law as it is being laid. That's what I'm saying, if there is no objection. Because the reason why I'm saying before now, Mr. Speaker, the reason why I'm saying before now, you said people have problems, people have contention with this document. It has been laid to this parliament. Honorable members, let us don't forget that this document is coming here now because it has problem before. It was withdrawn from this parliament. It has been presented again to us before today. We have studied the document. We've gone to NEC. We have done our corrections. It is tabled again to us as members of parliament. I believe the corrections should have been made, and I believe we are comfortable with the document, and all of us are comfortable with it. Of course, that's what we are saying. It has been laid, so it has to take 21 days. If nothing happens, then it becomes a law.
So, Honorable Bash, the question honorable members are asking is, what are you saying then? Or are you merely re-echoing what the speaker has said? Jesse, can we go? Mufa, can we go? Thank you very much, Minister Aru.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, honorable members.
JFK is always is also a friend of Parliament. Honourable members, the House is adjourned to Thursday, the 3rd of August, 2017. No. No vacation yet. Thursday, the 3rd, no vacation yet. Honourable members, no vacation yet. JB, sorry, no vacation yet. Honourable members, the House is therefore adjourned as announced to the 3rd of August 2017 at 10 a.m. Not signed eyes.